I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. We're shining a spotlight on China as it prevents a persecuted pastor from returning home to the U.S. Stay tuned. Then, God's Word travels through post-Soviet Europe, changing lives along the way. First, it's been nearly 6 months since Pastor John Tsao walked out of prison after serving his 7-year term in China. However, the Chinese government refuses to give Tsao an ID card and passport, which means he cannot return home to the United States.
He would like to get on a plane after 7 years in prison and come home and see his wife. However, the Chinese government has refused to issue these documents that he needs to be reunited with his family. So he is released from prison, but in many ways, he's still very much a captive.
The government first began targeting Tsao in 2017. Officials turned a journey he made regularly for ministry, one they knew about for 3 years, into a punishable offense.
Even though hundreds of people crossed that border every day back and forth, Pastor John Tsao was arrested and sentenced to 7 years in prison for illegal border crossing.
Despite serving his sentence, Tsao is under constant surveillance and has been arrested multiple times.
This is a sign of the Chinese government's really hardline stance against Christians. This is someone who served the full 7 years, and yet the Chinese government is not satisfied and wants to punish him further. He has intentionally kept himself at green card status because he wanted to be able to go back and be a representative of Jesus Christ in China. Unfortunately, he now is back, but now he can't leave.
Ask the Lord to soften officials' hearts. Pray the government will soon give Tsao the documents he needs to return home. Next, the rise of AI has triggered conversations about ethics and application in every industry. According to Birch Champion of Unfolding Word, AI could be useful in Bible translation.
There's still a number of books, particularly Old Testament books, that are left to go. But because we have so many thousands of data points and work that's already been done by Greek and Hebrew experts, we can actually use AI to assist us in the initial drafts of those resources.
It's not as simple as plugging one translation into an AI program and publishing the response. Bible translation is both academic and spiritual, so translators need to prayerfully review AI-generated translations for their accuracy.
Because we have many things written about Scripture and many of the resources that Unfolding Word has developed, we can actually check the answers. We can compare the answers that the artificial intelligence has given and see if the answers agree with resources that we know to be good.
AI might speed up the process, but Bible translation is still an ongoing process that requires the support of the global church. Find out how to contribute with the link at our website. And finally, in post-Soviet European countries, there is still a great need for the gospel. World Missionary Press has partnered with a Romanian mission to distribute booklets of scripture. Helen Williams says the mission supports gospel workers in Romania as well as across the Ukrainian border.
They're getting booklets into Ukraine, which we can't do any other way.
The Romanian mission has also offered help delivering scripture booklets to a Bulgarian ministry. World Missionary Press has the materials, but shipping to Bulgaria is expensive.
When we were in Romania, they said, well, we've got people that go into Bulgaria, drive trucks back and forth. We can deliver it free of charge.
World Missionary Press has agreed to send them a shipping container full of gospel literature. The Romanian mission will then distribute the literature across southeastern Europe.
We also made plans to translate several of our Bible studies and a couple of more of our newer pieces in Romanian.
The new materials will be especially helpful to reach more children and youth with the gospel. In the meantime, Williams asks for prayers.
We need to pray for the missionaries and for the believers there to be encouraged.
To learn how you can support gospel outreach in Romania and its neighboring countries, read the full story online at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.